Our last topic is issues in drafting expansion and contraction rights in commercial leases. Our speaker is an associate in the Austin office of Haynes Boone, Josh Vasquez. Please join me in welcoming Josh.
Hello. Can you hear me? Does it sound good? Okay, last presentation of the day. This is a lot of pressure, but let's end it on a good note, talking about issues in drafting expansion rights and contraction rights in commercial leasing. We'll start with an overview for those who are not familiar what our expansion rights and contraction rights are, and then we'll kind of get into why they're so prevalent in today's market and the need for them, and then kind of go into some specific issues about drafting them, give some guidelines, and then if there's time afterwards, we'll do some Q&A. So what are contraction rights? Contraction rights are rights granted to the tenant or landlord for the purpose of reducing the amount of lease space by the tenant during the term of the lease. This is not a sublease, not an assignment, you're not transferring any property rights, it's just the tenant reducing their initial space. And then these rights are usually negotiated in the letter of an intent process, but sometimes arise during the lease term as the needs of landlord and tenant change. And as we'll talk about in the next slide, the needs have changed ever since the COVID-19 pandemic. And the common legal instrument for effectuating contraction rights are a partial surrender, termination agreement, or a lease amendment, or if the provisions already expressly stated in the lease, it could be a notice or type of letter of agreement, anything that kind of documents the surrender of the space. So why are contraction rights important in today's market and why are they prevalent? Well, you may have heard of something called COVID-19 and it brought on the pandemic and which brought the work from home dynamic back. And so COVID-19 brought up a lot of uncertainty. People are still trying to figure out the market, especially the leasing market. I have seen personally in Austin large, more than 10,000 square feet leases of office buildings from companies that are pretty much ghost lands. Although people would love to go into work, I think people have really figured out they might want to stay at home with their dog more. So that's become a big factor. And before COVID-19, it was usually the goal of the tenant to negotiate with the mindset to obtain extension or expansion rights to increase the size or duration of their leases. However, COVID-19 has now catalyzed the remote work dynamic that's now shifted the interests of tenants and landlords. I think landlords and tenants have both figured out now that people can work from home and they can be efficient. And so tenants are locked into these long-term leases where they were negotiated before the pandemic. They couldn't really foresee what happens now. You know, if they wanted to surrender some space, they maybe could have subleased or assigned it. But at this rate, we don't really know what was in their provisions. So right now, people are really just pushing contraction rights. And so many companies, especially in the tech industry, have announced to shed all office spaces permanently in transition to full remote workplaces, which is a big market factor right there. Shifting completely to remote work policies kind of puts landlords and tenants in a weird position where landlords are trying to fill these vacancies. Tenants really realize they don't need the spaces anymore that they were locked into. And so a contraction right to put into a lease has actually become a big time game changer for tenants and landlords. So here's another example from Yelp. One of their companies who has downgraded their office presence, and one of their co-founders, Jeremy Stoppelman, defended this decision by saying post-COVID-19 globally, about 1% of their workforce is choosing to come into the office every day. So that example right there just shows that, you know, maybe they had plans in the future to use large office spaces. They realized they don't need them. And so they were locked into these large leases, long duration leases that they are trying to get out of now, basically.